Love Talk Radio.
Yeah.
be God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where, hallelujah, the broken are made whole by God. Again, you tune into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That's all. Hallelujah. Yes, y'all need to stop by. We have a live service every Sunday at 3 p.m. Hallelujah. The lower level sanctuary of the Parsonage, which is at 3007 Iona Terrace, I-O-N-A, that's N as in Nancy, and that's Baltimore, Maryland, 21214, side entrance, and we do have a handicap entrance in the rear. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, the people are going to come in the handicap entrance and go out the regular entrance, the side entrance, hallelujah. God is in the healing business, in the deliverance, hallelujah, blessed be God, hallelujah, Baruch Hashem Adonai, hallelujah. Glory to God. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with our fantastic co-host, none other than Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Byrd. Are you there?
Hallelujah.
Well, bless me, God. You sound like you are upbeat and everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. God is a good God. I tell you, we're going to get ready to do our dedication selection. And we're going to place into the atmosphere of blessings the names of people that we can remember. Now, of course, we're going to forget some names, but not intentionally. So if you don't hear your name called this time, we're going to get you on the rebound. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God bless you. We love you. But before we go into that dedicatory selection, Pastor Peaches, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Well, can you do me a big favor?
Well, it depends.
Can you give the housekeeping suggestions to our very fine listeners? And I want to, Pastor Peaches, I want to let you know that those folks that tune into our services, to me, some of the greatest people in the world, because they call people. They've been following what we've been doing and saying. And they've been calling people and telling them, look here, God loves you and I love you too. You know, because they realize what I shared, that could save somebody's life. And so we need to understand that there's so many people that are depressed, that down in the mouth, the back is against the wall, hallelujah, the floor is disappearing, you know, hallelujah, glory to God. All kinds of things are happening. And they just need a faith extender, to let them know that God loves you. And no matter what you're going through, God loves you, and he's going to be there with you. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 2:14 that he always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. So can you just give us the housekeeping suggestions just for a little bit here?
Hallelujah. Call everybody in the house into the room or give them the phone number to call so everybody can be listening at the same time. Hallelujah. Tell them to pull out their Bibles, get their composition notebooks. They already has a bunch of the scriptures in it, and they should really keep it all together, the Bible, the notebook, and the pencil and paper, or a flare, whatever you're going to write with, and get your communion elements together, your cracker, your juice, your bread, your toast, whatever you're going to use as your elements so that you can take communion and receive healing for your body, mind, soul, whatever the need is. While we're taking communion, we'll all be able to touch heaven at the same time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Think about, you. Even if you're standing in proxy for somebody, you may stand in proxy for somebody in another city, may another state, somewhere else, you know somebody else that needs healing for their body or their mind, you stand in proxy for them. You believe God for their healing. Hallelujah. You be about God's business, God will be about your business. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hello, hallelujah. Yes, Pastor Willie Mae Petersburg, Sister Annette James, Minister Linda Blackwell, hallelujah, hallelujah, Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan, hallelujah, and Donya, hallelujah, and Tiffany and Coco and Faith, hallelujah, glory to God. Mother Dolores Harris, hallelujah. Angie and Yvette and Rosalind and Ronald, hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle, hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mercer. Overseer Dr. Norman Nevins, hallelujah. Angela Jennings Hill, hallelujah. Glory to God. Angela McCoy, hallelujah. Byron McCoy, senior and junior.
Bertha Johnson.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Raymond McCoy, senior and junior. Ruby Smith, hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Darlene,
hallelujah. Right. Daughter Darlene.
Hallelujah.
And her son Manny, hallelujah. Glory to God. Gary Don Wilson.
Hallelujah. Teresa McLeod, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Retta Hester.
Hallelujah. Corinthia Johnson. Sean Johnson. Juan Johnson. Loretta Johnson, James Johnson, hallelujah. Glory to God. Renola Carr, Elder Renola Carr. Hallelujah. Elder QB Stevenson, hallelujah. Cynthia, Sister Cynthia. Prophet Cynthia, hallelujah. Glory to God. Evangelist Margaret Pearson, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Harry Warsaw, hallelujah, glory to God. Maisha Warsaw, Margaret Brown, hallelujah. Carol Tunston, Carol Powers, Carolyn Powers.
Carol King.
Hallelujah. Doug Dory and Teresa Wilson.
Kendra Moore.
Hallelujah. David, another David.
Bowling, Mary Bowling.
Apostle Dwight Smith, hallelujah. Damon. LaVon, D'Artagnan, hallelujah. Lady Linda Smith.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Sandra Owens.
Mm-hmm.
Elder Tommy Owens.
Children Howard.
Her brother Larry Owens, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Dr. Audrey Bird, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tanya, another Tanya, another Tanya. Hallelujah. Julie and Anna and Ava. And Kitty, and little Kitty, and Stephanie, and little Stephanie, Desiree, Monica, hallelujah, Victor, Julius, hallelujah, Joshua, hallelujah, Mitchell, Big Mitchell, hallelujah, Darlene, hallelujah, Leroy Calvin,
hallelujah.
His wife, hallelujah, the whole family, hallelujah, Sheila from Jessup, hallelujah,
yes.
Glory to God, hallelujah, Gloria. Yvonne,
Sheila Davis.
Minister Janice, hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Another Stephanie.
Yes. Danielle Lawson.
Hallelujah. Another Danielle. Dominique, another Dominique. Another Reggie, hallelujah. Earl, and another Earl, and another Earl, and still another Earl, and Tavon, and another Tavon.
Malachi.
Hallelujah. And Maurice, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Wall.
Nancy, hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Apostle Dustin Harper. Sharon Harper. Dr. Sharon Harper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Rachel, hallelujah. Raymond Banks, hallelujah. Glory to God. Joseph Atkins. Talitha, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father.
Dwight Hall, hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we thank God for hallelujah. Glory to God. Hopefully you were placing people in the atmosphere for blessings as well.
We like doing this because, number one, we feel it's necessary. Number one, we know that God wants to bless. He hovers over us. He wants to bless us. He desires to bless his people. He wants to bless others who may you may be standing in the gap for, but he wants to bless them too. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you throwing placing names into the atmosphere. And at this time, we're going to give a selection. And after that selection, you'll hear the melodious and the awesome, the anointed, the powerful voice of none other than Pastor Willie Mae Petersburg and the Children's Corner. God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Make time for you.
He can deter the enemy's plans and everything. The enemy may have something set up for you, but don't you know when you go in prayer with the Father and you remind, hey, I am your child, Father. Upset the plan of Satan. Turn his mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for going before me every way I have to go. In the name of Jesus, if I have an appointment, Lord God, let the right person be sitting in the right seat at the right time. Young people, I've done it. I've had appointments, and I've asked the Lord, Lord, don't let them ask me no questions that will even tempt me to lie or make me even think about lying about it. Set the right person at the right seat at the right time. Hallelujah. When I have to make a phone call, God can allow, and this has happened, he allowed somebody to walk past the phone while the phone was ringing. Where if I haven't been able to get somebody before, he let the right person answer the phone. God has done it for your parents. Hallelujah. They may not testify to it, but God has done it for them. God can do it for you. Hallelujah. And tonight I want to talk about what is a friend. I'm not going to stay before you long because Pastor has to finish the series he started on Sunday. But what is a friend? Proverbs 18:24 says, one who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. A real friend will not ask you to cheat on a test. They won't ask you to turn your paper so that I can see your answers. A real friend will not lie on you or throw you under the bus, so to speak. When somebody is saying something, they won't point to you. They won't point you out to take the blame off of them. That was him. And you're looking at them saying, what? That wasn't me? You're not going to have to defend yourself when it comes to a friend. A friend will take up for you. A friend's not going to throw you under the buses or point you out and lie on you. Hallelujah. A real friend will be a person of integrity just like you. Okay? You know what integrity is? Doing the right thing when no one's looking. That's what integrity is. Okay? If that's the type of person you are, that's the type of people you will attract. If you find somebody that's hanging around you that's not like that, you can't change your friends, change your friends. Hallelujah. Whatever type of person you are, that's the type of friend you will attract. Hallelujah. They will not ask you to sneak out the house at night when you're supposed to be in there sleeping or in there studying for a test. They will not ask you to not listen to your parents and to go against what your parents are saying. Okay? Proverbs 18:24 that says, a man that has friends must show himself friendly. I mean, I got two scriptures. Proverbs 18:24 says, a man that has friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And another translation, it says, a man that has friends must be friendly, but there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. That's the New King James Version. And the NIV says, one who has reliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. And the ESV, it says, friends can destroy one another, but a loving friend can stick closer than family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And one says, one translation says, he that maketh friends maketh many friends, doeth it to his own destruction. So you know what? You don't need a lot of friends, and you don't want a lot of friends. Sometimes we'll put stuff on social media to see how many likes we get, and try to compete with somebody else. Oh, well, I got 100 likes. Oh, I got 500 likes. No, you don't want everybody. No. And just because you don't want a whole lot of likes, and just because people are saying, oh, they like, that doesn't mean that they're your friend, okay? That doesn't mean they're your friend. You may not want all of them to be your friend, okay? A friend has to prove himself. Just because you meet somebody and y'all talking about the same thing, that does not make that person your friend, okay? Y'all may have some things in common. You may have a couple conversations and talk about the same thing. But time proves for a person to be a friend. And Jesus Christ is that friend that stick up closer than a brother. That person, he is that person that will not turn his back on you. He will be that friend that's there with you at the midnight hour when you may be crying or when you really need a friend. And you can't call anybody up on the phone. Or when you call somebody up and because they have said, oh, girl, call me anytime you need me. And you call them because you need them at 1 o'clock in the morning, and they're not answering the phone. Or you get an answering service, and it says, leave a message, and I'll call you back at my earliest convenience.
Oh.
No, you don't want that. Hallelujah. Because you went with Jesus, you have a telephone in your bosom, and you can call them up anytime you want. Hallelujah, you'll never get a busy signal. Hallelujah, you'll never get a voicemail that says, oh, please leave a message. I'm busy at the moment. I'll call you back at my earliest convenience. Every time you call that friend, you will get an answer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wherever you are, your back may be against the wall. That's the friend that's going to be right there beside you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may be in a ditch. That's the friend that's going to be with you. You may be in a foxhole. That's the friend that's going to be with you in a foxhole. Hallelujah. You may be in the line in the grocery, and you may not have enough for everything you got. That's the friend, and he's going to be with you right there in the grocery line. Somebody would say, oh, hey, miss, I got your back. Huh, take this. I'll take care of it for you. There's no tight spot that you're going to get in when you have Jesus Christ as a friend that he ain't going to know about. You're going to be with him. He's going to be with you right where you are. Hallelujah. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Hallelujah. Don't forget, get up tomorrow morning, have Jesus first in the morning, hallelujah, and let him know you need him to bring everything back to your remembrance that you studied tonight when it comes to your spelling test, when it comes to your chemistry test and everything else, hallelujah, even when it comes to a test that life may bring that you have to rely on the word of God, hallelujah, God is able to do it.
Yeah.
If you're a young person that's old enough to be on a job, God is able to help you keep your tongue when somebody is saying or doing something that they have no business trying to blackmail you or trying to do something to cause you to lose your job. God is able to help you keep your tongue and say, God bless you, and then walk away. When the enemy is trying to get you to do something dirty, call it clean, no. God will give you the strength to say, no, I don't want to hear that. I'm not going to be a part of that. Talk to you later. Bye. Hallelujah. Back to you, Bishop Byrd.
Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now, and even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19:1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19:6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Almighty reign.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory. Glory and power belong to our God. Salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Our Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory. Salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for the Children's Corner on tonight. And Pastor Peaches, you know, as you were sharing about making friends and things of that sort, you know, I guess it's a little bit connected in a way. When I was in the fifth grade, I think it was the fifth grade, and I had so-called friends. I was a quiet person. I know you won't believe this. I was a quiet person. I hardly said anything. And my so-called friends were in the classroom. When the teacher was out, they were throwing spitballs around the room. And then they heard the teacher coming down the hall, and they put the spitballs in my desk. And before I had a chance to get them out of my desk, the teacher came in the room, and she saw spitballs on the floor. She said, "Who was throwing spitballs?" And she walked around, walked around, and she found spitballs in my desk. And she took me in the cloakroom. And this was the time where you could get spanked. And she spanked me on the hand because she thought I was throwing spitballs. Well, I realized they weren't really my friends. You understand? Well, they get you in trouble. They sit up there laughing while you get in trouble for something that they did. And see, a lot of children, you know, get in trouble because their friends say, "Oh, I D-double dare you." You remember that? I D-W. And, you know, they dare you to do something dirty trying to call it clean. They ain't dare you to do something right. They dare you to do something wrong. They ain't your friend because they're going to laugh at you. You fall down or get in trouble, they'll be the ones laughing and giggling at your misfortune. But anyway, thank you for that Children's Corner on tonight. God bless you. Appreciate that. And by the way, I need to ask you a question, though. Are you ready for a question?
Yeah.
I like that voice. Okay. Pastor Peaches, what time is it?
Communion time, Pastor.
Okay. I thought I was going to hear something else. Yes, it's Holy Communion time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So all of you gathered around and you got your children and we've already prepared you to get your elements. Hallelujah. Right now, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion. Father God, we thank you for them. We ask that you will bless them, anoint them, and sanctify it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you turn to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30, the word of the Lord says, examine yourselves. And right now we do that. Every man, woman, boy, and girl under the sound of my voice, examine yourselves. Now, Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord
is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth to it and are safe. Well, we want to be safe tonight, so we're going to get righteous, because glory to God, there's righteousness in God. Hallelujah. There's righteousness in Christ. So what we're going to do, hallelujah, we love the covenant names of God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, and no guilt. Again, the word of the Lord says, examine yourselves, and we do just that. Be comprehend, be fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5. Says you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Glory. Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14 and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your word says, glory to God, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61:1-3 says, God, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your word today, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said and everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. And there's one thing, hallelujah, you put above yourself, that's your word. Hallelujah. Psalms 138:2 says so. And Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, and which it was sent. So we thank you for your word tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all that's standing in the need of a blessing, of a healing, deliverance. Hallelujah. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing. As we shared already, that God wants to heal us everywhere we hurt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, creative miracles to God, creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, thank you, Lord. Your word says, Lord, in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100. Your word says that, hallelujah, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you for your healing bread today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, you say hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. These are my new promises. This is the new inheritance that I'm giving you, and I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Exodus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Before we say that, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Now, Exodus 12, verse 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forepaths and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, hallelujah, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect. Brings to nil, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. On tonight. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Then to my heart was the butterflies, glory to his name, singing glory to his name, precious name, glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise his holy name. Hallelujah. We sing praises to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we go further in the service, I want to give you a special announcement. This coming Sunday is Fourth Sunday. And as we share, every fourth Sunday, we have a spiritual meal and then a physical meal. And it's all free. Hallelujah. How we thank God for the Bible Way Church of God in Christ will be with us on this coming Sunday. Hallelujah. And, of course, we have hallelujah, a tremendous academy of cooks and Holy Ghost-filled, tongue-talking, fire-baptized, a service who will share the physical food as well. We invite you to come and join us on Sunday at 3 p.m. in the lower level sanctuary of the parsonage, which is located 3007 Iona Terrace. That's I-O-N-A, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Please use the side entrance. Handicap entrance is in the rear. Hallelujah. We're going to have a glorious time. Hallelujah. What do you think, Pastor Peaches?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Now, Pastor Peaches, I need to ask you a question. Is it all right if I ask you a question? Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What time is it?
Time for the word, Bishop Bay.
To God. I think you're a poet and didn't know it. Hallelujah. To God. We thank God for you, Pastor Peter. We love you. We appreciate you. We want to let you know that. Hallelujah. Right now. Hallelujah. We thank God for everything that's happened so far.
Amen.
But right now, Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Glory to God. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save and fill with your Holy Spirit right there. For that one there and that one there and that one there and that one there. Yes, that one. Yes, yes, that one. Yes. Every man, woman, boy, girl, under the sound of my voice, Lord God,
in Jesus' name. Meet them at the point of their needs and then give them super abundantly above in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for giving to them a tremendous harvest on the seed sown tonight, 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you for spiritual authority. Satan and your satanic cohorts curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. You under our feet, we say, get thee behind us, Satan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What's that brother's name that had the song Stomp? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah. He's under our feet. Hallelujah. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy, every tactic, everything you serve to steal, kill, and destroy in our lives. There's null and void in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus prevailed tonight in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And Father God, hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. We give you the power. We give you everything. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We give it all to you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let the church say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let the dogs and cats say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let everybody that love the Lord say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah. God, thank God for you. You know, it's just so good to be able to share with you on a consistent basis what God would have you to hear. And Sunday we started a teaching, and we really need to actually deal with that part two, and we're going to finish with that. But you need to understand that the people you hang around will minister life or death to you. It's a given.
Mm-hmm.
If you hang around somebody who's got COVID and they're coughing all over your face, they don't have a mask on, and you don't have a mask on, and you're hanging around them, I believe, without a shadow of doubt, you will get it too. Well, let's go back a little bit. Excuse me. The Spanish flu, people were hanging around them. Hallelujah. And they got it too. Pastor Peters, do you have the scriptures for?
Hallelujah.
Tonight, hallelujah.
Yes. So I'll start from the top, although you've already done them.
Yes.
Psalms 1, verse 1, Proverbs 13, verse 20, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, Proverbs 14, verse 7, 1 Corinthians 5, verse 11, Psalms chapter 26, verses 4 and 5. Proverbs chapter 22, verses 24 and 25. And Proverbs 13, verses 21 and 22.
My. Hallelujah. Give me that first scripture again, because I need to nail that and then go on to where we left off.
And one.
Blessed, power to prosper, favored is the man or woman who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, who don't hang around ungodly folk, who don't listen to what they got to say.
Amen.
That's ungodly, hallelujah, nor sit around in the seat of the scorn. There's a scorning folk making fun of God, and you're sitting in their midst making fun of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you're sitting in their midst while they're doing that? No. You know, a lot of times when you hear a scripture, you can do the reverse, because it's implied that if you're blessed, if you don't hang around these first people, then you must be cursed if you do. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Amen.
If you're blessed, if you don't hang around those kinds of people, then you must be cursed if you do. Now, what do you want to live? You want to live in the blessings or you want to live in the curses? Can I get a witness?
Blessings, blessings, blessings.
I heard you, Sister Julie. Go ahead now. Sister Linda, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Sister Bianca, are you listening? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Kenneth Mitchell, are you listening yet? You have a choice. See, that's why I love God. He gives us a choice.
Amen.
I was back at Joshua, he said, choose you this day. You have choices. You got forks in the road all day, every day, all day long. You got a choice. You could either be on the blessing side of the ledger or the curse side of the ledger. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, what's that second? What's the second verse?
Proverbs 13:20.
Oh, that's a good thing. Can you go to that? I need to go to that. Yeah, I might have to go through the whole thing again, these scriptures, because they're so good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you get there, say amen. Because, folks, you need to.
Amen.
Oh, okay, go ahead and read.
He that walketh with wise men shall be wise.
Stop. You want to have wise people around you. And here's something, this is just a caveat. If you are the smartest person in your group, you need to get some more people in your group. Glory to God. Good. I believe that alone. But if you hang around wise people, you're going to be wise. But go ahead, read the rest of that.
It says, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed.
It doesn't say you lose something. It doesn't say you even be killed. It says you're going to be destroyed. In other words, the lightning bolt going to come, and all going to be left is your shoes. No, I'm only joking. But yeah, they won't even know that you have a lived. You keep hanging around the wrong people. In fact, people will be, I'm so glad he's gone, because they've counted you among those. Look here, children. So I know there's a lot of you listening tonight because of Jules Corner. If some of your buddies, you always see your buddies being pushed up against a building with their hands up and being frisked by the police and waving at you from the back of a paddy wagon, I suggest if you can't change your friends, like Pastor Peter says, then change your friends.
Amen.
If you can't change your friends, change your friends. But I grew up with them. That's all right. So y'all going to be in the same cell together in prison.
Mm-mm.
Or in the same graveyard because you grew up together. Is that right? Oh, that's not right? Well, just because you grew up with someone when you were 5 or 6, it don't mean that you hang around them and they're the drug dealer, they are trafficking this or that and the other. You don't have to hang around them just because you knew them when they was innocent and sweet. They ain't so innocent and sweet anymore. That scripture in Psalms 1:1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Cursed is the man that walks in the counsel of the ungodly. You're going to be cursed, babe. Son, daughter, you're hanging around those bullies. You're hanging around the bullies because if you didn't hang around them, you figured that they're going to bully you. Look. You got the biggest one behind you. You got a guardian angel. You don't know that, baby. You got a guardian angel. And for descriptions of angels that I have seen, they're 10 feet tall or even taller. One angel in the Bible killed over 180,000 troops. One angel.
Hallelujah.
And you got two of them following you. And I know what their names are.
Oh, come on now. You know what the names are, too. When was the last time you read Psalm 23?
Hallelujah.
It said, goodness and mercy will follow you some of the days of your life.
All the days of my life.
A few days of your life.
Oh.
Just on Sundays.
All the days.
Or just on your birthday.
All the days.
Of your life. Those are just two. Now, somebody, I don't know how they figure this. I'm still looking for this, but I heard a preacher said that each one of us got 40,000 angels. I don't know where that is. If you do, please tell me, because I don't know everything about the Bible. You know, I don't know if that was just an impartation for him because he needed 40,000 because he had a whole lot of demons after him. I don't know. I don't know. But he said that each one of us had 40,000 angels. That's a whole lot of angels.
Amen.
Whew. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But anyway, okay. Give me. Go to another scripture. Let me see.
1 Corinthians. Oh, wait a minute. Proverbs 13:20. Okay, we just read that one.
Right.
1 Corinthians
15:33. When you get there, say amen. Because I got to do what they say, tomato, ketchup.
Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners.
Mm. See, we got to stop judging. You know, Matthew 7 says, don't judge. Because we look at an ill-mannered child and a group of ill-mannered children. And we say, I guess he didn't have no home training. But, baby, they got home training, but it says what now? What does that scripture say? Read it again.
1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners.
You dealing with folk that deal with evil communication, it's going to corrupt whatever mama and daddy put in them and the church put in them is going to be corrupted. I mean, it's going to turn bad because you got a whole lot of folk that are dealing with your evil communication. They around you all the time cursing and swearing and using a lot of languages. That's not where you ought to be hanging out.
Amen.
It's going to corrupt you. But anyway, go ahead, read the next one.
1 Corinthians 15:33.
Yeah.
Proverbs 14:7.
Go ahead and read that.
Go from the presence of a foolish man, and thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge.
Again, you hear somebody talking trash, I don't believe in God. You know that's a fool. He has a holiday every year. You sitting in the presence of somebody, I don't believe there's a God. He has a holiday. I don't know if he celebrates it or not. But his holiday is April 1st. What's that day?
April Fool's Day.
The word of God says in Proverbs, a fool has said in his heart there is no God. If you hang around them folk, you in trouble. Go ahead. Get to the next one.
1 Corinthians 5:11. But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother of a fornicator or a covetous or the idolater or a
railer, yes,
drunkard or an extortioner with such an one, no, not to eat.
You don't sit down. Like, well, I got to sit down with the Godfather because I got to ask him a question. Yeah, yeah. Your father is God. Hallelujah. You can't sit around with Corazon or whatever the name was in Sopranos or anyone. No. The people you hang around minister life or death to you. Now, if God tells you audibly to go and witness to somebody, you want a special assignment. After you finish with your special assignment, you get to stepping back to the off the safety.
Amen.
But if God didn't tell you to go, don't you go.
Amen.
You are imperiling not just yourself, but your entire family. You go and hang around.
This is why some of the hospitals are asking that all their employees get vaccine. Because some of those employees went home and gave the virus to their families. I think one family lost a child and their wife and their mother-in-law. They worked in a hospital. The people you hang around minister life or death to you. You know what? We got a vaccine that's really great. It's called the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The power, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But anyway, go to the next one. Hallelujah. Glory to the next one. Hallelujah.
Psalms 26, 4 and 5.
Okay. Let's see what that says.
Set with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked.
You can't do that. Now you say, well, I got a lot of those folks on the job. Well, that's fine. You sitting at the job, you cover yourself. And that's why you got to pray, make sure you do morning devotions and cover yourself with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you go to job, and then on your break, you ain't sitting down there listening to them complain about the boss, complain about the job, and tell dirty jokes and tell about who they're going to do with what, and what they did last night, what they're going to do tonight. And you sitting up there listening to all that stuff, that's going to mess you. Baby, that's going to mess you up. Okay, go to the next one. Hallelujah.
Proverbs 22, verses 24 and 25. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. 25, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul.
There's some folk you know, boy, they got a quick temper. And you hang around them, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
What they got, you're going to get.
Amen.
Remember I said that there are four types of people in the world. Those that add, subtract, multiply, and divide. Those that subtract and divide, you don't want to hang around them, number one, because you don't want to have what they got. They're very negative. They always complaining, and you don't want to co-sign and they're complaining. You know how you co-sign? Say, yeah, the white man did this, the white man did that, and you say, yeah, that's right. You don't go there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The rich man did this, or the black man did this, or black man. You don't go there. You're always complaining. It's never them. They have no shortcomings. It's always somebody else. My mama, my daddy, my sister, my brother, my son, my daughter, the next door neighbor, glory to God, the teacher, the principal, my professor, hallelujah, my boss. It's always somebody else. It's never them. They're negative. You share an idea, and they're going to tell you why it won't work. You're too big, or you're too small, you're too thin, you're too fat, you're black, you're a woman, hallelujah, you're a man, hallelujah, glory to God. You were born on the other side of the tracks. You were born under the tracks. They got negative coming out of their nose and out of their ears. It's never positive. And then, they always got their hand out. And they're not bringing you something. You're like a waiter will try to present something to you. No, they want you to put something in their hand. They always got a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have crises in our lives, but not every day,
mm-hmm.
not every week. Mm-hmm. The girl, I call her Sister Trouble. No, I call her Sister Tragedy. And we do have tragedy in our life, but not every day, not every week. I know one person's mother done died 3-4 times, according to the job. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Tragedy, that's what you call some of those folks. There's always negative. And then the brother, you call him Brother Trouble. Always trouble. Oh, my knees, my arm, my legs. The neighbors downstairs, neighbors upstairs, the landlord, hallelujah, glory to God, the owner of this house, hallelujah, glory to God, the police, hallelujah, the teacher at school, the professor, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, the mayor,
the president. But glory to God. Lord have mercy.
Everybody.
It's always somebody else. See, if you want some light in your life, if you want some light in your life, light a candle.
Hallelujah.
If you want to be blessed, you know what you got to do?
Be a blessing.
Be a blessing.
Amen.
If you want to grow in your life, what do you got to do? Oh, I know the poet got this. If you want to grow, you got to sow.
Hallelujah. Amen.
If you want to grow, you got to sow. If you want to be blessed, you got to be a blessing. You got to look for a way to be to bless somebody else. Get up in the morning. Who can I bless today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. My. You got to be a holy eavesdropper. Not so you can spread some dirt like dog, bring a bone, take a bone. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about meet somebody's need. You're on the elevator. You're going up to your apartment, and you hear a sister telling somebody, I don't know what I'm going to do. Dorothy, my refrigerator's empty. My children say they can't. They rough this week and they can't help me. Say, baby, I'm gonna be praying with you. That's what they're talking about. And you overhear that, and you hear, well, I'm gonna go up to my apartment, and I'm gonna eat some. Wind pudding and some air balls or something. But I'll talk to you later. They keep praying for me. And that's when you step off and you find out where she lives. And then you go to the store or you call somebody and say, look, get me two bags of groceries. And you go and they bring them to you and you take them to that person's apartment door. Ring the bell. Leave the two bags of groceries there. Ring the bell and then get the steppers.
Hallelujah.
Oh, she don't have to know you did it.
Amen.
Because if you do something good, don't stand on the mountain. Look what I did. No, you do because that you have your reward. But if you do it secretly, God could give you a reward openly. Isn't that right? Can I get an amen? If I can't buy one, can I rent one for just a little bit? I'm almost finished, y'all. I'm almost finished. Because, see, y'all got to understand this. Real good, and because you need to get this in your spirit. The people you hang around minister life or death to you.
Yes.
And a caveat on that, you're the average of the five people you hang around. So look here. If you're hanging around, how are you? Four people who are positive, who are upbeat, well, you got to find a fifth one. Keep looking. So you can be the average of the five people you hang around. Hallelujah. But find some people who love the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So find somebody who cries out to the Lord for people they don't even know. For people they can't even see, the blessing you get is to help somebody that can't do a thing for you.
Hallelujah.
That man on the street, hallelujah, they're sitting down there with a cup. He said, he looks like he's in better shape than I. But don't judge that man. You don't know what he's going through unless you stepped in his shoes. You got something in your pocket? Sow. Because the seed you sow is the crop you grow.
Amen.
And you're looking for a blessing, you better be a blessing. But you don't understand, I don't have nothing to do. You can at least call somebody on the phone. You can at least buy somebody a cup of coffee. You can stand behind someone in the market. And the senior citizen said, well, I'm going to have to put something back because I don't have enough to get all of this. You said, well, a cashier, don't worry about that. I'm going to pay for hers and mine. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I've done that before. Well, I got my reward. Well, that's a lesson learned. But somebody's done that for me. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Put your bread on the water, coming back.
Amen.
Put it on the water, it coming back. But see, you hang around the negative folk, they're going to sap your strength. They're going to take everything you got. And then guess what? When you need some help, you call them up on the phone
and they done joined the Witness Protection Service. You can't find them. They go straight to voicemail because they hear you calling. You done helped them out. 2 days after you helped them out, you need some help. So you calling them. Here's something I got to tell you, too. Now, helping folks, unless you got it like that, and you can give the money. I don't mean co-sign for anything anybody on a loan. That's not helping them. That's hurting them.
That's not the, and the Word of God says don't do that.
And Proverbs says don't do that. So you don't do that. How you help them? You help them by, glory to God. You help them by pointing them to a Christian counselor so they can get their stuff together. You help them by sharing with them that you want to get out of your situation. I know there's a famine in your life, but be like, glory to God, be like, hallelujah, Isaac in the famine in Genesis. He sowed in the famine. In other words, he needed, but he sowed in the famine. And within that year, he received a 100-fold return.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo!
You got to sow your way out of trouble.
Jesus.
You got to give your way out of trouble.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. See, those negative folks, they don't understand that. They say, I got to beg my way out of trouble. God didn't tell you go out. In fact, glory to God. David said, I was young. And now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. People will be calling up your phone and telling you, look here, I got news for you. They giving away food down at the such and such. You didn't call nobody. They called you. You can call somebody will call you and say, look here. Oh, glory to God, Harvest Fest got a meat sale on. They got chickens, hallelujah, 29 cents a pound, glory to God. So they will be calling you to let you know of the blessing because you have been a blessing.
Hallelujah.
The people you hang around, those are add and multiply. Add, multiply. They bring something to the table. They're encouraging. They build up. They're not complaining. They're coming to share. You know what? I found out you said you wanted to go into business, do something such. I found that somebody is giving a grant for doing just what you're doing, and you're doing it for nothing. You can get paid for that. People will come and tell you that. That's an add or multiply person. And I said this before, I'm going to reiterate this, because a bunch of you women, number one, you're looking for a husband, and you're saying the wrong thing out of your mouth. You're saying there ain't no good men left. That's a lie. Hallelujah. But you can have what you say. You know, you can have, you can, it'll be a situation where you can't find a good man because you done spoke it in your mouth. Only bad men come your way because you spoke it out of your mouth. But here's the key. If you're looking for a man, you want to multiply. You don't want to add. Person. Add is nice, but you want to multiply. You know, like, see, what the Bible says, one to chase a thousand, but two ten thousand. That's the kind of person. You want somebody who make you feel like you're walking on water. And then when you look down, that's what you're actually doing, walking on water. In other words, you're doing something that you didn't even think you could do.
Amen.
That's the type of person you're looking for, the multiplier at the multiplier place in the marry. But anyway, and they know who, where they're going to. They got a vision for their life. They wrote it down. Yeah, you know, they listen to one of our services to write the vision and make it plain, and they wrote the vision because without a vision, the people perish. So they know they don't want to perish, and God, hallelujah. But anyway, let me leave that alone. Hallelujah. Pastor Peters. You know, I'm going to leave you a whole lot of time because I'm going to tell you, I don't know what time it is now, but I'm going to tell you this. Hallelujah.
8:19.
Boy, you got a whole lot of time. You can preach a little sermon between now and whatever.
I don't think I need to re-preach yours. But there's a cliche that you know what made, when you were speaking, it made me think about that cliche I used to hear or I've heard before.
What's that?
You've heard it too. It says, you're known by the company that you keep.
Whoa.
And
And a lot of times somebody can, just like a supervisor can be considering you on the job for a promotion or promotion, and they see at lunchtime you're hanging around a certain group
of
troublemakers and all, that can influence their decision
to
not go your way or to not go in your direction because of the people that they see that you're hanging around with. And that's what you say, you're known by the company that you keep. And also, birds of a feather flock together.
Come on now.
It may not be scripture, but it is scripture.
That's right. That's right.
Because when people see you hanging around a certain type, they see that, okay, this is the group that's always stirring them stuff at work. And I thought she was different. And I heard her speaking about the Lord, but she be hanging with them ones, that certain ones and that certain ones and this and that. And,
You know what? I was just thinking about that, too. As you were sharing, I remember an analogy I used one time when I was preaching something similar, that a young man hanging around the wrong crowd, and the crowd he started hanging around was a crowd that always went into the store and was shoplifting. And so he started hanging around that crowd. And then he needed an after-school job, a job period, I guess, over the summer. He went to the man, says, no, because he remembers seeing him with that group who went around shoplifting. And he got to know. The people you hang around will either help you or they will hurt you. There's no in-between. And children, I know there's some still listening. I want you to know this. I know you said, your mom, you can't pick my friends. If you don't have sense enough to pick wise friends, somebody ought to pick them for you because you ain't doing such a good job. Because some of those friends you pick may get you killed. I mean, in the old days, it would say get you hurt. Nowadays, that may even get you killed. Nowadays, if you hang around the wrong people, this is real. They tell me that every day there's shootings all over Baltimore. I mean, you got to seriously think about what you're thinking about. I want to go with that group. Why you want to go with that group? What do they do? Do they give food to the poor? Do they help clean up the street? Do they volunteer in a nursing home? No, they go around bullying people. They go around snatching people's lunches and picking on people that seem like they're helpless. And you want to be with them? Well, I don't want them to pick on me, so I want to be a part of that group so they won't do that. No, you're part of a bigger group. It's called the body of Christ. You turn yourself over to Christ, and I don't care what comes against you. You and God are the majority. Mm. Hallelujah.
And so you mentioned on Sunday, you mentioned a news article that the girl's father didn't want her to hang with a certain young.
Right. That happened in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And it was a grandpa. In fact, the whole family didn't want to. And see, the grandpa was actually a police chief at that time, or a former police chief of Los Angeles. And they told him, don't hang with that boy. He's gonna get you in trouble. He's no good. And of course, you know the words that come out of the mouths of the babes. Oh, you can't pick my friends for me. And I like him. We grew up together. Famous last words. And she was in college, and from what I can remember, I'm not sure if I remember everything, but she was an A student. And somebody had art against him. Yeah, I guess this thing about the bad boys, you know, hanging around the bad boys. They shot at him. He's still alive. He might have got wounded, but he's still alive. She got killed. And see, there's another thing about this is just a little footnote. Bad boys. The reason why women or girls like bad boys because they nurturing. That's the mother instinct. They want to fix him. Well, look here. Christ is the only one. You can't even fix yourself. You're trying to fix this knucklehead that don't have sense enough to know that selling drugs and doing all the other kind of crazy yoking people is a dead-end street. And he don't have sense enough. You need to get to stepping. But anyway, God bless.
Father God, we do thank you for what we share, the people you hang around, minister life or death to you. We thank you, Lord, that people have received this and have taken it into their heart, and they will act accordingly. We thank you, Lord, for the seed that was sown, that it will return 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Peter, the floor is yours. God bless you.
Hallelujah. We hope that you have enjoyed the word of God that was shared on tonight. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. In Jesus' name, Lord, I believe that you died and you rose again. And you're now sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me. Hallelujah. Child of God, because that's what you are now. You have gone from death unto life. It is just that easy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Please give us a call at 410-444-5152 to let us know that you are now a child of God. Don't you know the angels in heaven are rejoicing over you? The angels in heaven rejoices when someone gives their life to Jesus. Hallelujah. If you'd like to send us a communication, please address your envelope to RYMM P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. If you'd like to send, if you'd like to cash app an offering, a seed, it is $ capital T, the rest of the letters is lowercase, P as in Paul, H as in heaven, C as in Christ, as in Paul, W as in worship, and C as in Christ. That's T-P-H-C-P-W-C. Hallelujah. And we will receive your offering. Hallelujah. Your seed. And name your seed. Whatever you is, it's not like you can buy a miracle or whatever. And that's not what we're trying to share. But when you want something to grow, when you're looking for a blessing, sow a seed. You're looking for God to do something, sow a seed. Hallelujah. Name your seed. Hallelujah. You believe in God for the salvation of your children. You believe in God for a home. You believe in God for a vehicle. Hallelujah. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. Hallelujah. He said he will open the windows of heaven. He said, see that I won't open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing you won't have room enough to receive.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, how can we expect him to give a seed. Hallelujah. See you on Sunday.
Maxine and Theodis Lee. Hallelujah.
and everybody say, over here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.